What's a good credit score? How does credit work? And how do I actually get a good score? Questions I get every single day. And today we are going to dive into the things you can actually do to improve your credit score and end up in the 800 club. Let's get started. This is Financially Fit with Coach Hill, the podcast dedicated to helping you master your finances by coaching you how to train your money like a pro athlete trains for success. I'm Coach Hill, your go-to personal finance expert and money coach to the NFL. I help you get financially fit, take control of your money, achieve your financial goals, and live the lifestyle you want with the money you've got one day at a time. Let's break down what a good credit score is, how credit actually works, and I am going to give you a true story that actually happened to me that takes you through a four-year credit journey from 18 to 22 and what I did to build credit during that time. I'm going to share who taught me what I needed to know, how it scared the living shit out of me, and how I use those tools to help other people be less afraid of credit and utilize it as a tool to improve their financial life. Let's go. I was 18 years old and my dad sent me down to my bank and said, you need to go apply for a credit card. Everything in life requires credit. And now that I'm an adult, I realize he was not kidding. Credit's everywhere and controls a lot of what we can do with our money, what we can rent, when we can get cell phones, utility bills, employment, so on and so forth. But in order for me to understand that better, I needed to figure out how credit works and get the best possible score before I left college. So at 18, I undertook my credit journey. I started building credit using a traditional credit card from my bank when I was 18 years old. My dad sent me right on down to that bank and said, go apply. I honestly did not have a clue what I was doing. I went into the bank, I applied for that credit card. 10 days later, I had my first student visa with a $500 limit. I was 18 years old and $500 in my pocket. In 2005, that was a lot of money. I actually felt like I was rolling in cash and immediately wanted to go spend some of my newly found money. My dad killed that notion very quickly. He scared the living shit out of me. He basically said that if I didn't pay that credit card back, the government was going to come after me. Now, he didn't exactly say that, but he basically said I could ruin my financial life if I overspent. More on that story at a later time. But what he did was sit me down and gave me the real on what credit is, how it works, and what I needed to do to manage it responsibly, after scaring me to death. These are the things that he told me that I needed to do on a daily basis. So I started doing them. We sat down at the dinner table and this was the list he gave me. And I will say these are some of the best life lessons I have ever been given. My dad gave me these three pieces of advice. Number one, never miss a payment and always pay in full and on time. Number two, don't ever max out the card. It will drop your score. You can use up to 30% of your limit or less, and that is it. And number three, use your card every month. You have to be consistent if you want to build a credit score. He gave me these three pieces of advice. At 18 years old, I just kind of looked at it and went, okay, cool. What does that actually mean? So when I got my first credit card statement, we started walking through it. Never miss a payment was number one. So I paid the credit card bill in full and on time. Mind you, I was only spending about $30 a month on it. So it wasn't too big of a lift and I was able to pay it off in full. Never paid the bank interest on that credit card either. Number two, never max out your credit card. I started to understand what he meant when I had that $500 limit and I could really use about $150 of it before my credit score started to see a negative impact. Credit card companies do not want you to use the entire credit limit they give you. They want to know that you can use a portion of it and pay it back in full, and a portion of it and pay it back in full consistently, month after month, in order to build a good credit score. If you max out your card, you actually look irresponsible with money and they drop your score, surprisingly enough. And number three, when I got that credit card statement, he said, use your card every month consistently. That means spending roughly the same amount of money on that card every month and being consistent in your payment and usage habits. Because the algorithm that calculates credit scores is going to look at your track record. It's basically your stat sheet. How consistent are you? Do you use it every month? Do you pay it off every month? That consistency in usage actually impacts your score. So I followed his rules. I followed the rules he gave me for about a year. We went into our detailed plan on how and when I was going to spend. We outlined what that looked like and I stuck to it. This was our very simple, easy to use plan that anybody can use to build credit. He and I agreed that I would pay for my gas and my groceries on that card every month, and that was it. I would spend no more than $150 a month on that card, and it would be okay if used for those two items only. I knew I had to pay for gas and groceries, so instead of using my debit card, I switched to my credit card. I monitored the transactions on my online banking, made sure I didn't go too crazy on the spending, because let's face it, I really couldn't afford a $500 credit card bill. I was a broke college student, and that would have absolutely destroyed not only my savings account, my budget, but also long-term my credit. So my dad and I sat down, we agreed to it. I took on this plan and I did it for a year. Fast forward 12 months. I had a 720 credit score at 19 years old simply by paying $150 a month on a credit card. I didn't even have to use that much. It could have been $10 a month. The key is that you pick one thing you have to pay for, put it on your credit card, pay it every month in full, and do that every single month, showing that consistency and that basic usage. So at 19, I was able to prove that. The credit bureau said, cool, you're actually doing this right. We're going to give you a 720. Again, my dad and I agreed that let's keep going with that plan. However, things changed a little for me halfway through my sophomore year. My bank automatically increased my credit limit from 500 to 1,000. I actually had a small panic attack and I called my dad immediately saying, everything was going really good. Why are they changing things on me? And my dad slowed me down and said, cool out, we're okay. Let me walk you through what's happening. He said, because you're being responsible with credit and the bank knows you actually are using it the right way, they're extending you more credit because you've done things right. And I was thinking that I'd done something wrong. Why are they changing things on me? In reality, at 18, 19 years old, I didn't really understand why increasing a credit limit was good. But because I had done everything right, the bank said, we're going to give you more credit because you've done all the things right. Doesn't mean you have to use it. I just had access to that additional money in case of emergencies. So my dad said, don't change anything. We have a plan. Don't spend more than $150 a month. You are just fine. Let them raise your limit. Don't change anything that you're doing. So I thought about that. Nothing changed. Another 12 months rolls around. I did not change my spending. I stuck to our plan. I was 2 years in to this credit building journey of mine. And at age 20, I had a 780 FICO score, which was pretty impressive seeing that I only had one credit card and I wasn't spending more than $150 a month. And to that point, I had never paid a bank a dime in interest because I paid my credit card bill off in full every month. So now I had a 780 FICO score. The bank's raising my limit again on my credit, which was from 1,000 to 2,500 this time, which is more credit for me to access should I need it. And I was going into my senior year in college. By that point in my life, I realized that raising a credit limit was not actually a bad thing. And I was just going to let the bank do it on their time because as a college student, I really didn't need access to more than $2,500 a month if emergencies happened. Now, fast forward as an adult, definitely like to have larger credit limits than that. But at 21, it was a good number. Entering into my senior year, I actually hit an 804 credit score. I remember this very vividly because it was the first time I had an iPhone and I actually screenshotted it. I took a picture of the 804 because I almost didn't believe it. I had made it. I hit the 800 club. We are here. Now I just had to keep it there. The pressure got a little bit real for me. I actually started to worry that my score was going to fall if I was using credit as often as I was. My dad sat me down, took me back to the basics and said, consistency, correct usage, payments on time. Using those three tools that he gave me and our plan of action on what I could actually use every month and executing that plan consistently every month, in 3 years' time, I was over an 800 FICO score. And by the time that I graduated college, I was able to actually get over $10,000 in credit limit access on a couple different cards. Not that I was using it, but it was great to know I had it there should I need it. The education that my dad gave me took a little work. He set me up and changed the game for me from a credit perspective. All of the things I'm sharing here, you can implement with your kids, your spouse, or simply your own credit. You can absolutely at any given time reframe how you're doing credit, give yourself a plan, figure out what your credit limit maximums are, which is 30% of your credit limit. Never use more than that. So if your credit limit is $1,000, you should not ever spend more than $300 on that card. Just do the math. Whatever your credit limit is times 0.3. That's your limit. Don't spend more than that. If you can stick to the three tools my dad gave me, make the payments on time and in full, don't max that credit card out and consistently use that card every month, you will in fact see your credit score improve. That is how you make it to the 800 club. Credit is a unique tool. I know that it scares a lot of people, but if you take it in small steps one day at a time with one thing that you are buying, it can absolutely change how your credit score will behave and the credit score that you actually end up with. Realize, guys, that credit does take time. It is not an overnight sensation, and you have to be consistent. That's where people lose their way, is they are not consistent, they blow the budget, or they change their plan. So stick to your plan, figure a way that works for you, because my way may not work for you. There might be another route that you have to take. But learn the rules and then play within them so that you can build a good credit score. It will change the game for you and how much money you are going to spend on anything that you do moving forward. If you want more tips and tools like this, sign up for our weekly newsletter. And remember, it's all about training your money like a pro athlete trains for success and staying financially fit with me, Coach Hill.